This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are there. The NBA playoffs have arrived, or at least they will, Saturday afternoon at 1 Eastern. Two more spots to be decided with the play-in games tonight in New Orleans and Miami. We'll touch on those again a little bit later when we go through some NBA playoff props, lightning bets in the third hour as well, alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. Stanley Cup playoffs start this weekend too. That field has been set. Michael Leboff of the Action Network at the top of the hour, and anything else we don't get to in the two-minute drill at 11:20 Eastern. Thanks for joining us, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern every single day, live coast to coast on the BetQL network on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/BetQL, or on YouTube, just search Odyssey Sports. Getting ready for these NBA playoffs. You see him on MSG Network, you see him on Stadium, and he's the host of Inside the Green Room with Danny Green. Harrison Sanford joins us on BetQL Daily. And just in time for the playoffs, Joel Embiid comes back. The Sixers win the seventh spot, Harrison. But he did not look like Joel Embiid, certainly not peak Joel Embiid. And Aaron and I, who have been betting the heck out of the Knicks down the stretch, and I know you're a Knicks fan. I'm not trying to jinx anything, but we're licking our chops at Knicks Sixers.
Yeah, I'm licking my chops too. I cannot wait to be in the building on Saturday, man. It's, as a Knicks fan, it hasn't been this good in a very long time. And hopefully as a Knicks better, it can even get better for us going forward. I think they're going to win this series. Now, one thing I will say, I just don't know how, because you have a very unconventional head coach in Nick Nurse. And if I remember my time covering the Toronto Raptors, he has a billion different defenses that he feels comfortable throwing out there. Remember in the NBA Finals when they were playing against Steph Curry? He threw out a box in one. Like, what NBA coach throws out a box in one? And so with how good Jalen Brunson has been, I am staying so far away from any prop that's related to him, because he might throw out a trapping defense. He might throw out a zone defense. He might just go man-to-man. You have no idea. So when it comes to this Philadelphia and New York Knicks series, I'm staying away from any Jalen Brunson props. I think the Knicks win. I just don't know how. And obviously with Joel Embiid, it's not a wise bet, in my opinion, to bet on him, because we don't know what type of health he's going to have. And it might get worse as the series prolongs. So really got to stay away from that. For me, I do like a Dante DiVincenzo three-point prop, because he's somebody who's been consistent for the Knicks. And they love, even though they're a slow-paced team, they love to run on misses. That's how they got the Sixers to lose three games. That's how they beat the Sixers three games out of four this year, running on the misses. So Dante DiVincenzo's hit at least three threes in every game. In fact, he hit four threes in three of the games. Only one game he hit three. So I look at his three-point prop. I think the Knicks are going to win this series. So there's a prop out there right now on BetMGM. Knicks to win game one and to win this series. I think that's what happens with the Garden crowd really infusing them for game one. But other than that, I'm staying away from Brunson. I'm staying away from Joel Embiid. I'm staying away from all the main guys, because that's what Tom Thibodeau and that's what Nick Nurse are going to really center on as we go into this series from a defensive standpoint.
Oh, those are some really good looks. And that series right now is being called a pick 'em. And there's another Eastern Conference first round matchup that's being called a pick 'em. It's the Bucks and the Pacers, but we don't know when Giannis is going to hit the court, if at all. What's your handicap with Milwaukee and Indiana?
Well, I think here, if you look to the regulars, now the Indiana Pacers are not what they were when it was around the in-season tournament time. Tyrese Halliburton is just not the same. But with this week of rest, I'm going to make a bet on him and I'll make a bet on the Pacers that they can get this together. We're just hearing way too much negative commentary coming out of Milwaukee. And that's not even including the Giannis Antetokounmpo situation. Right now on BetMGM, there's plus value to bet the series to go under 6.5 games. I think there's a real chance that the Pacers pull this off in five. And if you have, because you have to think about this as well. Let's say the Pacers pick off game one. Are they going to rush Giannis back for game two, knowing what happens when you rush a guy back from a calf injury? It could very well mean he loses next season as well if the injury gets more catastrophic. So there's a situation here where they might be down 2-0 and they say, we're just not bringing Giannis back. This doesn't make sense. So if you want to get ahead of that market, I would take the series under with the Pacers winning if you want to do it. I wouldn't put a whole unit on it, maybe just a sprinkle, but I think it's worth investing because, again, if the Pacers come out early and show their dominance, which they have during the regular season, then what sense would it really make to put Giannis back out there? And if Giannis is not out there, this series is a wrap. The Bucks don't have anybody to guard the Pacers' perimeter attack, particularly Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah, kind of seems like Giannis might not be out there for quite a while from what it sounds like. What about Cavs Magic? What can the Magic do to challenge the Cavs? Obviously, the Cavs are the favorites in this series. I don't know why, but I really am pulling for the Magic. I can't help myself but want to bet on them.
No, I'll tell you why I'm pulling for the Magic, because what the Cavaliers did in the last game of the season was disgusting. Absolutely disgraceful for them to pull out their starters that they had available for the game and pretty much concede to wanting the 4 seed when they had a chance at one point to be the 2 seed. That's nasty work. And I don't like that. That's not good integrity from a professional basketball team. With that being said, they should beat the Orlando Magic, but I can't necessarily guarantee that with how they look when it comes to the playoffs. JB Bickerstaff is under a lot of fire here. This team has poor spacing. Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, they just don't work. We saw it last year in the playoffs with the New York Knicks when the lights were too bright for Jared Allen and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think they're going to have a real issue with this series. The Magic are a great defensive team. One prop that I really like, and it's basing it on what I saw in person last year when the Cavaliers faced the Knicks. They squeezed the floor. Donovan Mitchell's going to have no space. As long as Evan Mobley and Jared Allen are out there, he's going to have to find shooters to give himself some space. Max Strus, right now, plus 500 to lead the series in three-point makes. He takes 7 per game. They brought him in from Miami for this particular reason because they need floor spacing. The floor is just crunched all the time, particularly in the playoffs. And with a team like the Magic, you're going to need to give him some space. So Max Strus, plus 500 to lead the series in three-point makes, I think is a very good bet. And that's obviously great value.
Before we pivot, Harrison, to the Western Conference, I want to ask real quick, has anybody stopped the Celtics in the East? I know some of us have tried to find a way for the Knicks, but they're not 100%, and who knows how healthy they are by the time the Eastern Conference Finals come around. You know, other than that, it's really hard to find a look, especially with Embiid looking the way he's looking, as I mentioned off the top. Does anybody slow down the Celtics?
Only person that could stop them, or only team that could stop them, is themselves. They fall in love with that three-point shot. We've seen it so far this season. They have lost games when they've had sizable leads just because they continue to shoot threes. But they shouldn't lose any series. Yeah, if the Knicks make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, they can give them a punch, but it's not going to be hard enough. The Milwaukee Bucks, if they get Giannis back, but no, they don't got it. It's just there's really no team on their level. It's up to Joe Mazzulla to call timeouts when he's supposed to. And it's up to Jason Tatum to not turn over the ball in pivotal moments, and they should be just fine. I have to, by default, I have to give them a good chance of winning the NBA Finals with home court, with a weaker Eastern Conference or nobody in their caliber. They should be rested for the NBA Finals, not just there, rested for it.
Okay, let's go to the Western Conference. 4-5, Clippers and Mavs. And it has, as the week's gone on, we've seen some movement in the series price. More and more Dallas love. We saw a lot of it late in the season because of their hot run. And here we are over at BetMGM. Dallas is a minus 135 series favorite. Pretty significant now just based on the movement. And also, you know, questions, of course, about Kawhi's health. What do you think?
Whew, man, listen, I don't like losing money. And I don't want to lose money just because I don't know what the status of a star player is. And that's exactly what we're having here. Kawhi Leonard, they could just be playing coy with it. He could actually be available. This could have been a shutdown so he could ramp up. We just have no idea. And Kawhi Leonard's camp is as quiet as they come. So for me, even though I would like to pick the Mavericks, what happens if Kawhi Leonard comes out there and balls out in game one? It's not out the realm of possibility. And so it's really a scary bet for me to propose. I think when it comes to betting this series, I'm just going to go live game by game, see what I see, and then move from there, because Kawhi Leonard is a finals MVP. And I, without a true knowledge of where his injury is, we frankly don't know. And why invest so much money in something that's truly an unknown? I don't feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was thinking the same thing this morning. Just wait and live bet it since he got that injection. It's like, who knows? And they're always so mysterious with Kawhi, even though they said yesterday, oh, we're trying to be transparent. I'm like, please, that's like a lie as well. All right, let's talk about the Kings and the Pelicans. This one is interesting. Keegan Murray went off. What are you expecting in this matchup tonight?
Yeah, Keegan Murray went off, which is a good performance from him, because last year he only averaged 9.7 points per game in that first round series against the Golden State Warriors. But we have to remind ourselves that that was a home game. This one's going to be on the road. And I don't know if he's going to play as well. You know the saying, role players play better at home. So now it's really on De'Aaron Fox. But man, do the Pelicans have some wing defenders. Herb Jones is one of the best defenders in the NBA. Jose Alvarado, one of the best defenders in the NBA. So it's really, I think, going to be on Domantas Sabonis on the interior to really facilitate that offense and score. But Jonas Valanciunas is a pretty big body. I just don't see how the Kings manage to pull off the same type of performance, even though there's no Zion. I think there's enough options out there for the New Orleans Pelicans to be successful. And if you're CJ McCollum, and you're supposed to be the leader of this squad, you can't be going 4 of 19 in the play-in game. I think he has a bounce back tonight, and I think somehow, some way, the Pelicans pull it off. And don't sleep on Trey Murphy III. He is a very good player. He can launch it from three. I think he's one of those players that's going to be a staple for New Orleans. They're going to have to make a decision on Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson, but I believe Trey Murphy is one of those guys who will be sticking around for a long time. He's got a bright future.
Harrison Sanford with us on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. You can see him on MSG Network as well as Stadium, hosts Inside the Green Room with Danny Green, which you can find inside your Odyssey app as well. Download it today, follow and subscribe to get the latest episodes. How much can the Lakers test the Nuggets, Harrison, if at all?
I think they could give him a test. I think it really comes down to a couple of things here. Number one, D'Angelo Russell has to be better than he was last year. He can't be targeted like Jamal Murray was able to target him last year, and it's really going to hurt them without Jared Vanderbilt. But to their advantage, the Nuggets just don't have the same roster that they did last year. There's no more Bruce Brown. There's no more Jeff Green. And while Peyton Watson and Christian Brown might look good at home, I don't know if they could replicate that on the road. So that's something that you want to look out for in this series. As it pertains to things that I also like, LeBron James, three-point props. There's a couple of guys, a handful, maybe two or three guys in the NBA that are actually strong enough to deal with LeBron James. One of those guys is Aaron Gordon. I think LeBron doesn't try to assert his paint scoring as much in this series and shoots a lot more threes. And to his credit, that man in year 21 is hitting a lot of threes. I think he hit about 39 or 40% this year, career high. Like, he's incredible. I'm looking at his three-point prop, that's for sure. And then I would also take a real good look at Jamal Murray to lead the series in points. We know Anthony Davis is going to be guarding Nikola Jokic, and we know that the Lakers on the perimeter don't have Jared Vanderbilt. Austin Reeves can't cover Jamal Murray. D'Angelo Russell can't cover Jamal Murray. Gabe Vincent's probably not going to get enough minutes to guard Jamal Murray. I think Jamal Murray is the key here, and I would take him to win, to lead the series in points. On a daily basis, I would be checking LeBron James' three-point props. He's just not going to try and bully Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon's not one of those guys that you bully to the basket. He's not built like that.
Are you betting on the T-Wolves defense or the Suns' big three?
Man, oh man. This is a wild series, man, because the Timberwolves, I really like them. I really like them to at least get to the Western Conference Finals, but this is a bad matchup. It really is, because you have, if you look at the starting lineups here, who in the world is Carl Anthony Towns going to guard? He's not going to guard Kevin Durant. That's, you know, that's barbecue chicken, as Shaq would say. He's not guarding Devin Booker. He's not going to guard Bradley Beal. And because you already have Rudy Gobert, he's not going to guard Yusuf Nurkic. So you're really going to put a 6'11", 7', you know, bigger weight Karl Anthony Towns on Grayson Allen? And is Grayson Allen going to take advantage of that? I don't know. Is Karl Anthony Towns going to be able to run out to the perimeter as much? I don't know who wins this series, because that is truly something that's on Chris Finch and on Frank Vogel to exploit or try to hide. And I don't know who's going to win that coaching matchup. I will say this, though. If you look at, again, if you look at the series props and some of the futures markets, Grayson Allen to lead the series in three-point shooting is plus 350. Again, he's probably going to be guarded by Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns doesn't have the foot speed to run out to the three-point line all the time. And then we know Kevin Durant, while he can shoot threes, he likes to shoot in the mid-range. Devin Booker, while he can shoot threes, he loves the mid-range. Bradley Beal, while he can shoot threes, he loves the mid-range. Grayson Allen is their true three-point shooter who shoots at a volume. I would take Grayson Allen to lead the series in three-point shots, or three-point makes rather yet. And outside of that, I'm not touching this series. I don't know what these coaches are going to do with all these complex matchups.
Harrison Sanford, check him out on MSG Network as well as Stadium. And, of course, the Inside the Green Room podcast with Danny Green right here inside your Odyssey app. We appreciate the time, Harrison. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy the weekend, y'all. Should be fun times.
Yeah, it's going to be. We can't wait. We'll preview the entire playoff field, every single series, starting less than 1 hour from now. 10:20 a.m. Eastern. Michael Leboff, top of the hour, to talk Stanley Cup playoffs. And we go off the board next here on BetQL Daily.